Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 19th of January 2020. This broadcast is brought to you by VK7 Whiskey India and read today by Idris, VK7ZIR. This broadcast utilises repeaters around VK7 and the following HF rebroadcast stations. On 3.67 MHz by Peter, VK7TPE. On 7.14 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD. On 14.13 MHz by Ross, VK7ALH. On 28.525 MHz by Tony, VK7VKT. On DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 091 by Clayton, VK7ZCR. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in the north and VK7RTC in the south. Contest news. Summer VHF-UHF Field Day. The Summer VHF-UHF Field Day ends at 0100 UTC or 1200 East today. Not much time left to get in a couple of contacts. There will be quite a number of fellow VK7s out and about in a few locations, and they would love to make a contact with you. But you don't have to go portable to participate. Logging is easy, as many of the logging programs will be aware of this contest and do all the point calculations. There will be activity from 6 metres all the way up to 3 centimetres. We plan to use more FM for contacts so that those without SSB equipment can get involved. So even a dual-band handheld radio from a good location will be surprisingly efficient and capable. Hope to hear you on the bands. And that's 73 from Richard, VK7ZBX. QSL News report from Herman, VK7HW, manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. Herman advises that a number of the QSL cards recently received have been mailed or delivered to some clubs and QDHs on an opportunity basis. As usual, the list of current cards held as at the 16th of December 2019 is in the email version of the broadcast. Feedback from clubs as to which cards they can receive on behalf of members would be appreciated. Also, unless requested otherwise by those who have mail-out arrangements, if there are only one or two cards for a station, Herman intends to hold those cards until there are enough to make a mail-out more cost-effective. Please note the listings of old cards. Second and third lists in the email edition of this broadcast will be sent to the WIA archives in Melbourne if Herman does not hear from you before the end of January. If you have any questions about QSL cards being held, Herman can be contacted by email vk7bureau@wia.org.au. And that's 73 from Herman, VK7HW. News from the Northwest. Northwest Tasmanian Radio and TV Group, NWTR and TVG, Barbecue and Fox Hunt. On Saturday the 11th of January, we had our barbecue and fox hunt. Thankfully the rain left, but it was a blustery day. Those that turned up had a great time, finishing up around 4:30 p.m. And that's from Eric, VK7EV, News Officer for the NWTR and TVG. Eric also says that besides having a keen interest in amateur radio, he is also into other areas in radio. One is searching obscure frequencies and confirming their operation. And he says, with very high tropo conditions between Tassie and South Australia, between 1000 hours and 1430 hours, last week I could hear Australian Army reservists on operations on Kangaroo Island, South Australia, on one of their 40 meg frequencies. Place names on Kangaroo Island, as well as call sign used by the Army, were heard. Some signals were weak, but others were a good 3-on-5 coming from the Army backpack units used by the reservists. The equipment I use was a Uniden 780 XLT scanner, 500 channels loaded with about 170 defence, 30 to 50 MHz frequencies as well as others. The antenna was a discone. ProScan logging software was used to log and record signals. And that comes regards Eric Vandenute, VK7EV, News Officer. NWTR and TVG notices for AGM and General Meeting on the 1st of the 2nd, 2020. It was the end of our membership year on December the 31st, so all members are not financial until they pay this year's membership. I do hope you all choose to stay with us. This also means the AGM is coming up on February the 1st, and all executive positions are declared vacant. So give consideration in the running of our club and use the nomination form that will be sent with your notice of meeting. If you would like to become an active member in the running of the club, or you know someone you would like to nominate, please return a completed form to arrive no later than 15 minutes before commencement of the AGM. The AGM will start at 2 p.m. at the Scout Hall in Ulverston and will be followed by the general meeting, as usual, including a cuppa and a chat. It would, as usual, be great to receive some small offering for afternoon tea, and tea and coffee will be supplied by VK7HSC. Remember, this club is yours, the members' club, so join us on February the 1st for the AGM, followed by the general meeting, and have your say in everything. And that's from Shirl, VK7HSC, President of the NWTR and TVG. Now news from the North, SOTA and WWFF Parks and Reserves Group. Meeting times are from 10:30 a.m. on Monday and Friday at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, 166 Henry Street, Launceston. For more details, contact Al on mobile 0417 354 410. And that's 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha Nancy. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated, NTARC. Roundup of January General Meeting. This meeting was held on Saturday the 11th of January. The meeting opened at 14:05 hours with 14 attendees, a relatively good turnout considering many members are still away on holidays. The agenda was worked through at a good pace with all reports being noted. Minutes will be written up in the coming days. One matter raised in general business was the club's possible qualification for a community grant. Applications for the 2020 round of grants open on the 23rd of January. It was decided that we will obtain a submission package and prepare a submission for an automatic electrocardiograph defibrillator, that's an AED, for the club room, one that will also be able to be taken on endurance rides. Meeting was closed at 14:25, followed by the usual good fare for afternoon tea. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Now, continuing with the NTARC news, the technical session report for the 15th of January 2020. A good roll-up for the first tech session for 2020. Everyone was enthusiastic to make this year another one full of projects, presentations and fun. Ross, VK7ALH, kicked off with a nicely presented General Radio Type 1932, a distortion and noise meter, found under a pile of magazines in his grotto, we understand. We were all interested in the component layout and precision mechanicals. Thanks, Ross. Peter, VK7KPC, found that the SSTV computer had managed to reset itself over the break, so that was quickly rebooted and is back in operation. Kevin, VK7HKN, had brought along his recently completed 80-metre QRP transceiver built into a transparent case. Vernie, VK7BR, was on the computer looking up the service manual for a hi-fi amplifier he was working on. The display was faulty, and he was ably assisted by Ross tracing out the circuit. Peter, VK7PD, disappeared into the workshop to our ancient but dependable Q-meter to measure the Q of a toroidal coil. The results weren't as expected, mainly because of the nature of the toroid material. He tried with less turns, but the readings were unsatisfactory. So it's back to the drawing board. It was good to see Mark, VK7KMA, who was able to come tonight, having some time off work. During the customary roundtable discussions, Ebenezer, VK7AT, came out with some new rib ticklers for 2020. A good start to the year with lots to do in the coming months. At 73 from Idris, VK7ZIR. 2020 membership fees. To all those members who have not yet paid their 2020 subs, a reminder that you officially become listed as unfinancial on the register on the 1st of January. If you are in that boat, then this might be an appropriate time to remedy that situation. In case you've forgotten, NENTARK's 2020 membership fees are $35 for a full voting member and $5 additional for each family member that the voting member wishes to add to his or her primary membership. As all listeners must be aware, the replacement of ageing legacy equipment, along with ongoing care and maintenance of our repeater systems, does not come cheap. For you to be able to continue to enjoy this aspect of your hobby and for NTARC to continue to provide this great network, we need your support now. If you are not a member of NTARC, please consider joining. If you have been a member in the past but have let that membership lapse for any reason, please consider rejoining. In either case, an application form can be found on our website, www.ntarc.net, or why not pop into the club rooms on a Monday or a Friday when we reopen on Monday the 6th of January during coffee hours and collect an application. You will be made most welcome. If club membership is not your cup of tea, we fully understand. In those circumstances, perhaps you might care to make a direct donation to our repeater fund rather than pay a yearly subscription. If so, we would be happy to receive your contribution either in person at a club meeting or coffee morning or by post to P.O. Box 275, Launceston 7250. Any donation will gladly be accepted. All donations will be officially receipted and noted accordingly against the repeater projects. Coming events. Technical session. The next session will be on Wednesday the 22nd of January and will commence at the usual time of 7:30 p.m. running through to 10:30 p.m. at the club rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. Pop in, catch up with your fellow amateurs, bring along something you're currently building, or just ask questions. You might also be able to answer some from other attendees. That's what the evenings are all about. Anything of a technical or near technical nature, however defined, is fair game. Endless tea and coffee along with biscuits is available for a small gold coin donation. Now, the February Annual General Meeting. The Annual General Meeting of NTARC will take place on Wednesday the 12th of February 2020 at the NTARC Club Rooms, Rochalie Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalie, commencing at 19:30 hours at 7:30 p.m. Business at the AGM will consist of confirmation of the minutes of the 2019 AGM, then reception and consideration of reports from the committee, including the Treasurer's report and reports from our various managers and coordinators. This will be followed by the election of office bearers and committee person for 2020. The meeting will then consider any item of special business for which the requisite notice has been received by the closing date. All current office holders and committee positions fall vacant at the AGM. Nominations for each office bearer and the committee member are invited and should be made in writing to the secretary, along with the signatures of the nominator, seconder, and that of the member nominated. Appointments will also be required to the positions of internal auditor and public officer. Please note that for your convenience, a nomination form is available from the NTARC club rooms. Members are reminded that they need to have paid their 2020 renewal subscription before the meeting commences at 19:30 hours, 7:30 p.m, to be able to vote at their annual general meeting. Similarly, they will need to have paid their 2020 subscription before they can be nominate or second someone for office, as only financial members can exercise those privileges. The AGM will be followed by the February general meeting. Working Bee. There is a Working Bee planned for Saturday the 1st of February from 10 o'clock at the club rooms. Jobs will be installing a watering system in the garden, general clean-up around the grounds, and upgrading our security system. See you there. And finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to our weekly roundup, then please email them to the following address, ntarc.emails@gmail.com. However, it would be appreciated if any news could be sent no later than 1700 hours on the Friday prior to broadcast, to allow its timely insertion into the NTARC segment. That gives all a chance to get the NTARC segment together and off to Hobart in time for collation into the VK7 broadcast. Your continued cooperation in this regard will be gratefully appreciated. As always, I look forward to seeing you at Rochalie. That's 73 from Yvonne, VK7FYMX, Secretary of NTARC.inc. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. And now news from the south, from the Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, REAST. DATV Experimenters Night Wrap-Up. We've been trying to improve the video quality of the streaming video, and last week we tried a new video capture card, and we certainly saw an improvement. It would be great to hear from our viewer base out there on whether things are improving. Last week we welcomed Rex VK7MO back to VK7, and Rex took us through the record-making contact between VK and NZ on 10 GHz. Rex took the audience through finding a suitable location, which was made more difficult due to the terrible bushfires in VK2. Then Rex took us through the Hepburn charts and ionosonde data for each end of the contact and the interesting differences each end. Rex and Roger, ZL3RC, tried over 3 days with conditions improving to a 5 over 7 each way SSB contact on the third day. Rex then took us through some analysis of duct entry angle and comparisons between systems using system performance to enable an apple-with-apple comparison, including atmospheric absorption using the ionosonde data. Rex is building evidence to show that these tropospheric ducts are frequently independent, and there is certainly more work required in this space. Thanks, Rex. Richard VK7ZBX then did a promo for the summer VHF-UHF field day that happens this weekend. Thanks, Richard. We finished off with some interesting videos that included the ZL3RC videos of the VK7MO ZL3RC 10 GHz contact, the ham radio DX noise canceller, 10 GHz experimenting, and VK5KK experiment with the 122 GHz transverters. In the club rooms, Hayden brought along his 3.4 GHz transverter, in which he has replaced the panel with a SG Labs 3.4 GHz transverter that has an output of 4 watts. Thanks, Hayden. This week we will have a review of the summer field day and find out how people went. We will also have some interesting projects on show. We go out on RF on 445.5 MHz DVB-T 7 MHz standard definition. So if you have a TV, set-top box or USB DTV dongle that you can tune and scan 445.5 MHz and you can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenters Night Signal. Look out for VK7OTC. We also stream the nights on the REAST YouTube channel and Facebook. We get underway with the DATV Experimenters Night from 7:30 p.m. See you there. And that's 73 from Justin, VK7TW. Technical article. The Minister hails North South Wales Telco Authority's bushfire response, by Jonathan Nally. Thursday the 16th of January 2020. During a visit to the North New South Wales Telco Authority's headquarters in Sydney on Wednesday the 15th of January, New South Wales Minister for Customer Service Victor Dominello hailed the authority's 132 continuous days of service during the bushfire crisis. In comments posted on Facebook, the Minister said that, along with our New South Wales Rural Fire Service and other frontline emergency services doing heroic work fighting the fires, there are many others behind the scenes who have been critical in support. One of the most important agencies during this time is the New South Wales Telco Authority. In order to save lives and property, we obviously need trucks, planes, fire retardant, water, etc., but just as importantly, we need communications. During fires, significant effort, including use of planes and fire retardants, is undertaken to protect telecommunications towers, because if these go down, then lives are seriously at risk. An inability to communicate with people about when and how to evacuate and how fast the fires are travelling would take us back to the old days of door-knocking thousands of homes to communicate emergency information. When lives and properties hang in the balance by a matter of minutes and seconds, communicating quickly is beyond essential. Today I visited the team at the New South Wales Telco Authority to thank them for their tremendous efforts to date. We owe a great deal of gratitude to them for their dedication and working so effectively. Today marks 132 continuous days of work for the team. And that's from Critical Comms. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings, SOTA Group. Monday and Friday coffee sessions from 10:30 a.m. at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, 166 Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC, Monday and Friday coffee sessions from 10 a.m. Technical sessions on Wednesdays from 7:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. in the club rooms at Archer Street, Rochalie, Launceston. REAST, Wednesday night experimenters group from 19:30 in the Queen's Domain club rooms. REAST Microwave QSO Party, following after the Sunday broadcast on 1296.15 MHz FM. Events, NWTR and TVG, AGM 1st of February at the Scout Hall, Ulverston. NTARC, 12th of February 2020, NTARC AGM at the Club Rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie, commencing from 7:30 p.m. Now a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader, VK7FB. Repeaters, REAST, NTARC and NWTR and TVG. 80 metres, VK7ALH. 40 metres, VK7TPE. 20 metres, VK7JGD. 10 metres, VK7VKT. DMR, Talk Group 5 and D-Star, Reflector 091, VK7ZCR. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in the north and VK7RTC in the south. Thanks to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You have been listening to VK7WI. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News at 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Amateur Radio News Group's IO group. The deadline for items is 2100 on the Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7WI is now closing, but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. From the VK7 Amateur Radio News, it is 73 from Idris, VK7ZIR.